Keith, the hunting and shooting sport coordinator. I mean, come on, this is a great job.
This is a great job. You know, I get paid to recruit people to participate in hunting and shooting sports. Yeah, it's what a lot of us who are hunters would love to do.
Talk a bit about what led to this. It's hard to believe, but the societal changes.
Right. There's been some big changes in society and big changes in hunting participation recently, and we've seen numbers, raw numbers of hunters decline a bit in the past decade. But more than that, the participation rate in hunting has declined. The proportion of the population that hunts is getting smaller. And across the United States, many state wildlife agencies have decided to apply resources to stem this decline. And Secretary Stepp, one of her big initiatives is to get involved in hunter recruitment, hunter retention, try to slow down this decline we're experiencing. And, you know, frankly, it may be very difficult to stop the decline, but if we can get ahead of the curve a little bit here and slow down the decline, you know, make the decline less than what we think it's going to be, we're going to be able to spread conservation news, we're going to be able to spread conservation ethic across Wisconsin wider than we would have otherwise.
What's behind the decline?
Well, there's a lot of factors behind the decline, particularly urbanization. People are moving more and more into cities, we believe, but when they do that, that causes changes to their lives, okay? You get a new job and you move into the big city, you suddenly are more committed to your work and further away from where you used to hunt. So it takes you more time and commitment to hunt. But maybe you have a couple of young kids at the same time. And what are you going to choose to do? Are you going to leave for the weekend and go hunting because it takes so long to get to the place to hunt? Are you going to stay and hang around with your kids? So one of the things is this myriad of changes to our lives. Or perhaps, you know, you were a hunter and you ended up divorced, and then you have half time with your kids only. So that leaves less time for hunting. Perhaps, you know, in parts of the state, we know that the drop-off in the deer population in northern Wisconsin over the last couple of years has led to certain folks to drop out from hunting. We know that the economy recently has really strained people's ability to drive 2 or 3 hours at a time with gas prices to get to a spot to go hunting. So we have all these huge challenges in front of us that we have to try to sort through, whittle down, and figure out an efficient, effective program to recruit new hunters.
Is fishing affected the same way?
To some extent, fishing is affected the same way. But I'm not real familiar with all of the details that go into what affects fishing participation.
When you look at the decline in hunting, is it a generational thing? Is this generation hunting more than the next generation?
When you look at it generationally, the baby boomers are the generation that hunts in higher proportion relative to the population that's out there than basically anyone else. You know, right now our highest participation rate is probably amongst people age 50 to or 45 to 55, let's say. And as you get younger than 45, participation rate does decline. And as you get younger than 35, participation rates can continue to decline, I think. So we're seeing fewer folks recruited into hunting as youngsters in the previous generation, but we're working on some strategies to change that.
What are some of the strategies?
Well, we've got what's known as the mentored hunting program. So children as young as 10, or anyone 10 years of age and older who wants to try out hunting for the first time, or wants to try out hunting at all, doesn't need to pass a hunter education course to get started. You just need to go with a mentor who has experience, and you can actually hunt. We also have what's called the Learn to Hunt program. So anyone who wants to try to get involved in hunting can sign up for a Learn to Hunt program and go out with a mentor, be taught how to hunt for that first-time experience in a high-quality, high-controlled environment, so you get all the tips and hopefully the clues you need to keep going. You can find out where to sign up for some of these things on our website. Just go to dnr.wi.gov and search for Learn to Hunt, and you will find the pages where you can find a Learn to Hunt event in your area and sign up.
And this, of course, is oftentimes it's a generational thing in that dad took the kids out. I went hunting with my dad. I'm going to take my kids out. So if you have a link missing in that chain, you have to reestablish it some way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the natural path into hunting. And we really think that the natural path into hunting is still being followed by the large majority, a great majority of hunters out there. But there's a big portion of the population, particularly young adults, who missed out on that natural path for whatever reason. To address that, you know, we are taking learn to hunt programs into colleges, into these folks who are interested in living sustainably, locally, free range. There's all kinds of organizations and networks. We've had a great experience on the UW-Madison campus with the Badger Hunting Club, hosting a Learn to Hunt event for folks interested in hunting sustainably, living sustainably. Great turnout at these events, folks that are really interested in getting involved, young adults who have the resources like a vehicle and some money and the connections to continue hunting once they've learned.
Expanding the things you can hunt, does that help? I mean, okay, you add bear, you know, now they're talking adding wolves, they're talking adding cranes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that enhance interest in hunting as well?
It does, to a certain extent, enhance opportunities, makes more opportunities available out there, but there isn't much evidence to suggest that adding new species adds new hunters.
Just the same people hunting more?
It tends to be the same people hunting more, because the recruitment path into hunting is that natural path from parent to child. So once we get further down the path that exists from peer-to-peer recruitment, then perhaps you'll see people taking up hunting because, oh, I can go turkey hunting. I do want to get into that.
Why promote hunting?
Well, hunting is necessary for a number of reasons. I think the most obvious of which is that hunters are really a very large funding source for conservation. License fees go into a segregated fund, and that goes into those wetlands, and it goes into prairie restoration, savannas. It goes into leasing programs to provide recreational areas for people to go and view wildlife. So let's face it, there's a lot of funding of natural resources conservation that comes from hunters. But other reasons are just as important as well. I mean, hunting has that intimate, solid connection with the landscape, with the land, with the natural resources, and understanding of conservation. That understanding of conservation is important for the conservation, for conservation to all society. You know, to have that group out there, much like agriculturalists, who have that connection to the land and who have an understanding for wildlife, resource management, and natural resources conservation, is important for all of us. It provides that conservation ethic, the land ethic, for all of us out there. So it's a lot bigger than just being out there to spend your dollars for conservation. There's also then that fact of feeling being closer to your food source and being able to know where your food source came from. Those things are really important about hunting.
You look at a number of people that I know that are avid hunters that will go out west. They'll pay the big bucks to go hunt the buckhorn sheep or the elk or whatever the case may be. Does Wisconsin offer that type of enticement to out-of-state hunters as well?
Wisconsin does not have the big, you know, sort of megafauna hunting species that people really travel, say, for example, out west. Elk, bighorn sheep, you name it. We have a few elk. We'll have a very small elk hunt in a few years. What Wisconsin has is deeply embedded in its culture, this almost societal strong history, almost a cultural need to hunt. That's where our hunting legacy comes from in Wisconsin. It's just who we are as Wisconsinites. So we may not be as big of a draw for that superstar species, but we still get hunters here from all 50 states and, you know, several different countries every year.
When you think of Buffalo County, I mean, that's kind of become the poster child here.
Yeah, it's become a real mecca for trophy hunting, you know, for big antlered deer. And, you know, when you talk to hunters about it, the motivations for hunting tend to be learning skills, being outside in nature, spending time with friends, spending time with family, and then further down the list is that motivation of trophy. But, you know, let's face it, we all like to see a big buck. We would all like to kill a big buck at some point. So the motivations for hunting are one thing, but the various, that one point of satisfaction, hey, a big buck is a great thing every now and then. And, you know, it's part of why we go as well. And it's true. But the stronger motivations are always surrounding family and skills and nature.
Now, if people would like more information on the program,
they can go to dnr.wi.gov and search for Learn to Hunt. You'll find my information right there on the page.